fight in life.
Welcome back to the MGA Mediocast. I believe this is episode 16. It's been a while since we've recorded. My name is Willie, and I'm here with John Morley, co-founder of the MGA. How's it going, John?
It's going great, Willie. Really great.
There is some big things in the works, my friend. What is the biggest thing going on in the MGA right now, John?
The biggest thing going on in the MGA is the world championship belt that I have not taken off since it showed up. 2 weeks ago, it weighs at least 10 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think that officially makes it the heaviest trophy ever awarded in the MGA, which of course means, as well as everything else, it's the biggest thing ever. Like the MGA, the World Championships in Las Vegas, everything is bigger, everything is better, all still mediocre, of course.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fantastic.
Actually, the giant medal on the front of the belt looks like this, like, paint by numbers, you know, I mean, it's a little cheesy, but it is metal and it's got an eagle on it. And you're going to want this thing.
Yeah. I might actually practice golf just to try to get a chance to win that thing. I want it. Yeah, I know that's true. I got to maintain my game. I've actually been playing well though lately. I think I have a solid shot at this. I finished a tie for fourth in the last tournament.
Something like that.
Made it to the bubble.
That's right.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about this. It's going to be on November 14th, 2009. It's the Mediocre World Championships, Mediocre Golf World Championships in Las Vegas. So we've got a lot of packages already set up, and we've got a lot of people already signed up. So let's talk a little bit. Let's talk turkey here.
All right.
So what do we got? We got a hotel for everybody to stay at, right?
That's right. Right now we've got that's the Henderson, Nevada, beautiful. Henderson, or the Henderson Fiesta, excuse me.
Yeah, there you go.
In beautiful Henderson, Nevada. Right now we've got, of the 22 people officially entered, 16 are staying there. You know, we worked out a good deal where it's really cheap to stay there, and also we're doing the MGA meet and greet there Friday night. So you're going to end up in Henderson, whether you like it or not. Whether you're playing golf, whether you're at the meet and greet, you're going to end up out there. I fully intend to go to the Strip probably every night, but I'm staying in Henderson because it's cheap and it's close to the course.
Yeah, and it looks cool. It's got a movie theater. It's got casino, restaurants, pool. So 3 nights if your double occupancy is only $85, and you can't really top that anywhere else. So, and if you've got some kind of weird phobias, like you don't like germs or you don't like other human beings, you're worried about the swine flu perhaps, then you can get single occupancy, and that's $1.55 for 3 nights. So it's a little more expensive, but still very manageable for 3 nights in Las Vegas. So we've done some good things to keep the costs down to get everybody to be able to come out. So the prices, this includes all the taxes, all the whatever. It's just that number. You can actually pay that directly to the MGA, correct, John?
Yeah, that will be after you sign up through the online form, which you can find easily. Just go to mediocregolf.com and click the World Championship logo. It'll take you right to the details page. And then the enter here area takes you to an online form. You fill that out, and then you will be contacted by a couple of large men in leather coats. Or I'll send you something probably over email, like an invoice.
Yeah. There's two options, and hopefully you get the good one. Yeah. We also have set up an MGA transport service.
Right.
So this means you'll get airport pickup and drop-off, and let's face it, nobody wants to drive in Vegas.
Yeah.
Transport to and from the Strip, and we'll take you to and from the tournament. So, I mean, this is fantastic.
It really is. It's Morley owned and operated. You will either be driven by my dad, Mr. Bill Morley, any of you know, from Fairway Files, or another John Morley.
All right.
Uncle John.
Nice. So,
yeah, they'll have chauffeur hats. You'll know who they are. And they swear they're going to stay sober and take care of you.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm gonna go with nobody's even going to care if they're sober or not. They're just going to pile into the van that says it's taking them to the Strip.
Yeah.
So you can also sign up for that. That's a fantastic service we're offering. If you didn't get that, it would cost who knows how much in taxi cabs or rental cars.
And lawyer fees.
Yeah, this is exactly. And and when you crash into people with your drunk driving arrest and everything, it's, you know, you can't top $50 to get taken all over the place.
I like all this. This is good fear mongering.
Yeah, exactly. Trust me, if you drive your own car, you will kill somebody.
We'll die.
So we got all of that set up. And then the tournament itself is at a fantastic golf course, a better golf course than we originally had planned, actually. Yeah. Thanks to the mediocre management of the people who we were dealing with who made a little bit of a mistake. And so we got upgraded, right?
That's right. We're on the beautiful Legacy Golf Course.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, it's a great deal. You make the top 16. What is it there? 115, all balls included, got a cart. Let's not forget, official sportswear supplier of the MGA, Refuse to Lose Sports, supplying not only an MGA polo shirt, a hat too.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So you're going to get a shirt, a hat, as many balls as you need to get set up, a gift bag, yep, and a chance to win the greatest trophy ever awarded to a human being in the history of the world.
Yeah.
The MGA World Championship belt. Yep. I mean, that, I don't know if you can find a better deal anywhere.
Really? Really? Let's raise the price. I can't.
I know. What are we doing? This should be at least $3,000. $3,000, you get all of it. That's it.
New price.
Oh, sorry. Wait a minute. We already sent out the email, didn't we? All right. So we'll stick with this ridiculously low price that we've got going on. But it's really cool that we were able to get all the things we needed to make it cheap enough. Because I know, I mean, you know, in this financial situation we're all in here, in today's economy, that's you can't, right, you know what I mean? You got to cut corners. And so we actually set up, I mean, a Vegas trip is something we've been talking about for a long time, and now it's a reality. And I think it's all there and it's all good. So if you're not signed up yet, you got to do it now. Go to mediocregolf.com. There's a World Championships link on the front page. You can sign up right then and there. And how many people do we have signed up right now?
Yeah, just so everyone knows, your friends are already signed up. So yep, it's time for you to sign up. We've got 13 from the San Francisco chapter, 3 from Seattle, 2 from Quebec, although I know another 2 from there that are definitely going. And Conejo Valley, man, the rabbit. One sign up
so far, but I think what we've gotten some verbal agreements that there's more coming
out there. They will be coming, but let's just, you know, all 4 chapters have representation at this point. It's a world championship.
And that's fantastic. That's really the idea, is we wanted to have something from everywhere, all of the MGA chapters. So another great thing is that we're really going to get a chance to see the MGA fully in action. So, I mean, everybody's doing it on their own with the, you know, the same unified goal of playing golf in a mediocre fashion and rewarding each other for it. And now we get to all come together and like really kind of like see it for ourselves, you know? So it's going to be awesome. I can't wait to meet some of these guys who, you know, like when
like
we started going to MGA. Yeah, exactly. McKinley, this guy's a legend.
And maybe Weesey will be there. I don't know.
Is Billy Oker going to be there?
Billy Oker. Sure, Billy Oker is going to be there.
All right, good. Good. If Billy Oker's not there, I'm going to be really upset.
Yeah.
So registration's going to close down on the 14th. So get those registrations in.
Yep.
And if you somehow miss the deadline, I guess email us. We'll try to figure something out. But, I mean, we really need to get you guys in there. We want to get our final numbers so we can really start planning stuff. So if you fly down on Thursday, there's going to be stuff to do, right?
Yeah.
For the early comers.
There's quite a few people showing up on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Steve Pottier from Quebec is showing up on like the 11th.
Oh, yeah?
Or maybe, I don't know. He says he likes playing poker. So okay. Yeah, he's showing up on the 11th. He's actually looking for people who want to play poker. He'll be there.
I like poker. I know Fat Mike likes poker. I know Aris likes poker.
Yeah.
Juan Camacho. I guess the poker players.
So, yeah, if they get there early and head to the Mirage, Steve Pottier will be there. And
okay,
he's staying through Monday, so the guy likes Vegas. You know?
All right. I like this guy already.
And he's moving to the the Henderson Fiesta for the tournament. Like, he's staying on the Strip first couple days, moving to the Fiesta to be a part of the festivities,
all right,
and then moving back to the Strip.
Okay.
For Sunday, I think.
This guy sounds like a serious trooper. I like this guy. Yeah. So you fly down on Thursday. There will be some people there. It's pretty much just like a hangout night, though. Like, go out and do whatever you want. Yeah, a mediocre free for all, if you will. And then Friday, you can get a practice round in at the Legacy for cheaper than it would be normally to play golf there. So far cheaper than you would pay to play a golf course of this quality and magnitude.
Yeah, we've got a bunch of tee times blocked off, so that's part of the sign-up process. You tell us on the sign-up sheet that you want to play, and then we reserve the time and just bill you for it. So all-inclusive.
Yeah, so I mean, really, like you're getting mega bang for your buck here. So, so Friday you could do the practice round, and then we're gonna also have more hanging out to do, of course.
We're gonna Friday
it is night, Vegas.
Friday night we'll start the hangout and the meet and greet at the Henderson Fiesta. Details of the exact time and location will be sent with your welcome pack or your pre-event mailer. So.
Okay. I'm sure there will be food and some alcohol imbibing going on.
I think so.
And then, so Saturday is the tournament. Mm-hmm. You can get there as early as 7 a.m. or you can stay up as late as 7 a.m. and get straight to the tournament. It's up to you. However you want to do it. Your system is your own. And the actual tournament will begin at noon, is it?
Yeah. Shotgun start.
Shotgun start at noon. Which also, this is fantastic for the MGA. Never before a shotgun start in the MGA, which means that everyone's going to finish at the same time. So there's not going to be that hour-long wait. And I know Rod the Bod knows what I'm talking about. You go in as the clubhouse leader, you sit there for 5 hours, and then you don't win. So this is not going to happen here. We're going to find out quickly. We're all going to finish about the same time.
Lose right away.
Exactly. Exactly. So the round shouldn't take as long as, some of you guys may know. Sometimes you play, it's a tournament. You know, everyone's taking everything seriously. They're finishing out all their putts. The rounds take a little longer, but here you're not going to be waiting. So shotgun start at noon. We're going to have the unlimited balls before then. And it's going to be great. So then right after the tournament, we're going to start giving out our prizes, right?
Yeah.
And we've got a lot of prizes, huh? A
lot of good prizes. Right. I'm looking at the numbers right now. And currently, of the people signed up, almost half of them, 40% of them, are not in the top 16 in their chapters. So really that top finishing non-qualifier trophy is going to have some competition there.
Yeah.
And you know what? I say we go ahead and make it a rule. The last gasp that we talked about.
Yeah. Let's do this. So the last gasp is the last tournament of the year, and it only makes sense that we are going to give you one last gasp at qualifying for the MGA World Championship. So if you are not in the top 16, guess what, guys? You still have a chance. You still got a shot. The top five finishers at the last gasp will get exemptions into the MGA World Championship. So you will be able to win if you can perform well in just one tournament. So this is perfect for those guys who may not have had a lot of chances to play this year due to, I don't know, families, jobs, whatever. Whatever those, stupid things that get in your way may have been. You get a chance to come right now and wipe all that away, erase all the memories of all those missed tournaments or all those horrible finishes, and you can finish in the top five right now, get yourself to Vegas, and win that belt. So if you're low down, like let's say Juan Camacho perhaps, you still got a shot. So good news.
So contact your chapter leaders, enter the last gasp, and keep the dream alive.
Keep the dream alive.
Yeah.
So the awards were given out, obviously the belt. We're going to give out trophies to top three, right? We got medals, medals for the top 16.
The purse, of course.
Oh, of course, yes. And of course, the purse, which will go towards the year-long money list. So this, we're going to decide our overall world money winner as well.
Yep.
So grossest score in the world ever. Biggest meltdown in the world. Most mediocre in the world, which is the Lanyeist in the world.
The Lanyeist. although we have competition for that. Actually, let me research this. Go ahead.
Okay. We also got our top finishing non-qualifier will be recognized. So even if you're not in the top 16 or you don't get in the top 5 at the last gasp, we're still going to recognize you if you finish high. It's kind of like, you know, the amateur winner on at like the Masters or the U.S. Open or something like that. Not nearly as good, but still kind of good. And then we've got the top chapter money winners. We're going to award those guys with something. Top 5 global money winners. Longest drive in the world and the closest in the world to the pin. So this is, I mean, we're going to be giving out a lot of stuff. So you got a high chance of walking away with some hardware. So,
yep.
All right. So what's going on? Do we have another chapter who has a Lanye wannabe?
Yeah, I'm having trouble finding it here.
Is it Seattle?
I thought it was Seattle. There's someone in one of these chapters that has finished, has won the Lanye Award almost every tournament.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I just can't find it right now. But
that's all right. We'll figure it out. So, like, the Lanye Award is one of the most prestigious awards you can win in the MGA because it really means that you are the most mediocre of the mediocre golf association. I mean, that's harder to do than winning because you don't know what you're shooting for. You know what I mean? Like, if you want to win the Lanye Award, you have no idea if you need to make or miss this putt.
Yeah.
But if you're trying to, you know, not break 80, you know what you got to do.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, almost every tournament these days, we got somebody who's shooting 79 in the SFMGA.
Yeah.
It's getting kind of gross. It's getting a little bit gross.
Yeah.
All right. So is there anything else we need to add to the MGA World Championships? I mean, I'm so looking forward to this thing. I mean, I've been like talking nonstop about how, you know, I finally get to go to Vegas again. It's been way too long, and I can't imagine a better way to do it than to go and hang out with a bunch of medias.
Yeah, no, I mean it should definitely be a good time. I think everyone's looking forward to it. We've managed to make this seem legitimate enough that some guys have gotten free passes from their wives and kids to go to Vegas for this. This legitimate golf tournament. It is a legitimate tournament.
It
doesn't
yeah.
get any more legit than a world championship. So I'm glad we were able to provide that service. And I think you know those guys are going to have a good time.
Yeah.
One free weekend a year. So.
Yeah. And if you're someone who listens to the MGA MediaCast but is not in the MGA, we encourage you right now, join up. You can go play in the last gasp. You can get ready for next year. You can meet all these people. Because this is going to be a yearly event now, so get yep. in while the getting's good. The MGA is on its way up, and and nothing but big things are happening. So once again, go to mediocregolf.com. Right on the homepage, there's a link to the official entry form, and you can go ahead and sign up there. If for some reason you can't get anything to work or whatever, you could send an email to john@mediocregolf.com. And you can ask any questions there. We can get you signed up, you know, some other way. If for some reason or another, your computer is a mediocre one.
Yeah, if you can't spell mediocre, just search in a Google
bar. Yeah, exactly. If you can't spell Google, then I don't know what to tell you. all right, so let's talk about some of our recent winners. We just had the Douchebag Invitational.
That's right.
This was the most exciting, the third Douchebag Invitational. It's always been a fun tournament. But yep. This was one of the most exciting ones we've ever had. More people dressed douchier than we've ever had before. I mean, there was some serious douche winners out there.
That's right.
And, you know, last year we had, I don't know, maybe half the field dressed up. And this year I think there was only maybe one or two guys who didn't. I can't think of anybody who didn't.
Right.
Yeah. So, let's see. Our winner was in the San Francisco MGA was Martin Brahm. The captain. Yeah, the captain. Two in a row for the captain.
I know.
He's on a roll.
And I don't know if you noticed on the chapter money list now, I've managed to make it so I can show where they were last week and where they are now this week. So
Martin, very nice.
Jumping from ninth up to third with the latest win.
Yeah. Well, I mean, any win is going to give you a big boost on the money list. So, yeah, so Martin Brahm, with two wins in a row, has stormed to the top of the SFMGA money list. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's put himself in beautiful position for the World Championships. The only other guy to win two in a row is, was it Lagne, or have we had others?
I know Lagne did it.
Yeah. Has Benoit done it? I'm sure Benoit's done it. Yeah. Yeah, he must have done it.
Yeah. Zach.
McInally.
McInally
won the first two tournaments of the – yeah. That's right. He's the Green Bay Packers of Seattle. Also winning, we had Manchion. I think you separate the C and H, because is this guy from Quebec?
No, he's a Seattleite. And
oh yeah, but in Seattle too, because it's close enough to Canada. They actually don't pronounce CH with a ch; they pronounce it sah. So Manchion. I think that's how he pronounced his name. So he won in Seattle.
He stormed to that win over Smith.
Did he?
Yeah, I mean, 88 over Tom Smith's 93. And McInally and Smith both tied at 93 for second. So keeps him on top of the money list, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, those guys have both been performing strong on the global money list.
But
how many people did they have at that tournament, by the way?
They had 16.
Oh, nice. Look at this. So,
full money paid to Mance Hion, and full props given to him for his profile picture being him in a Christmas sweater, a kitten in a stocking, drinking what appears to be a Smirnoff Ice.
Wow. I still got to say, I got to look for it, but there's one guy who has my favorite picture of all time. Oh, here he is. Jamie Corning, the great white whale. Can you go look at this guy's? Right. This guy needs to get media of all time.
Oh yeah,
for his profile picture. It's a bear at a urinal, and it's fantastic. Yeah, I was showing the website to one of my coworkers at KNBR one night. We were doing like the late shift, and we're clicking through all the pictures. We're looking at them, and we're both cracking up. And then we get to the great white whale, and we just lose it. Like, neither of us could talk for the next 3 or 4 minutes at least.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Corning, you are my favorite media of all time by far.
Congratulations. Yeah. Where is he on the money list? Let's investigate Mr. Corning.
Yeah, Corning, where you at? He's not a winner ever, though. I haven't recognized his name on the winner's list ever, so. But still, I mean, do you have to win?
He is dead last on Seattle.
Yes, dude. That makes him even more my favorite. Yeah.
$0.02.
All right. Wow, look at Mancion. Looking suave. And he's right. Got, what is that? Is that a Bacardi Limon or something like that? Or what do they call those? It's a Zima. A Zima knockoff.
He can afford better now with his latest.
Exactly,
one.
Exactly. So Kevin Rolls in Seattle is the bubble man, the bubble boy.
He dropped there, dropped from 13th down to 16th, putting him on the bubble. So last gasp, you know.
Yeah.
He can guarantee himself a spot by finishing top five, but that would keep him top 16 anyway.
So Gatzendonner.
Yeah.
He's right behind at 42.42.
So, yeah, him and Glubrecht.
And Glubrecht. Now, remember, it's Glubrecht.
Oh, you're right.
You got to separate the C and H. Right. So the Seattle chapter it's exciting. This next tournament's going to be big.
Yeah, they're not far out of it at all.
So Savard is from which chapter? Savard was another winner.
He's Quebec, but before we get there, I'd like to mention Sean Hoglan from Seattle.
Okay.
21st on the money, dropped another spot this last tournament, has played 6 tournaments. This is one of those guys that I hope and pray that he makes the top 5 in the last gasp and pulls off a Cinderella story, you know?
Yeah. But this is exactly why we're offering this, because there are a lot of guys who have been to every tournament or nearly every tournament who are, you know, low down on the money list. So, I mean, this is your shot, you know?
It's your shot, Hoglin, you know? I'm checking out his scores right now. Looks like 120 at the last tournament, 116, before that. A little 117 before that, you know?
I've seen that in the top five before.
Maybe.
In Quebec, and there's only five guys.
So Sean.
It's possible. Anything is possible. This is
Sean, fly to Quebec.
Yeah, exactly. Qualify. That's your best shot right there.
And we'll see you in Vegas, buddy.
Yep. That would be a brilliant way to do this, though.
That would be a Quebec Charlie Ward tournament. Charlie Ward way to do this.
That would be fantastic.
He just qualified down in Conejo Valley.
Nice. Yeah, buddy. That's how you do it. Play the system.
Yep.
I mean, come on. We set it up. Now it's up to you how to work it, you know?
We're talking to you, Kevin Leahy. Where are you at?
Exactly.
Man?
Leahy,
just fell
come
out
on
the
now.
Top 16 in
Is he planning to play? Is the Rook planning to play in the next tournament, do we know? Or is he still in San Diego?
He's in San Diego, but rumor has it he may try and make a last gasp appearance because he's in Vegas. So
yeah. So all he has to do is like
top five.
Finish, yeah, well, he could top five, but if he's still kind of close, right? So I mean, like maybe a 12th could even do it for him. Yep. Anything that could, you know, boost his score up a little bit. So Quebec's winner was who was Quebec's winner? I navigated away from the page. Savard. What do we know about Savard?
Well, Savard, he's been knocking on the door.
I know that he's got fantastic hair.
Yeah.
But I don't know anything else.
Well, knocking on the door, missed the first tournament Quebec ever held, but has made everyone ever since, and just climbing the ladder, man. I mean, he was fourth at the Bradish, second at the MGA, and won the douchebag. So the sky's the limit for this guy.
Yeah, obviously on his way up. His career is just getting going here.
The only thing that may hold him back is he probably doesn't speak English.
Oh.
So.
That's unfortunate because America's the greatest country ever.
Exactly.
And obviously we speak the greatest language ever. So get with it. Jeez. What's the deal with the guy wearing the boots? Did he play golf in the boots?
I think he did.
Because I hope so. That would be fantastic.
One of my favorite pictures is him feeding the duck.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. It looks like, they don't have a name? Yannick? Is it Yannick?
Might be.
Yeah, it's Yannick with the green hat. There's also a picture of him in a river. Yeah. So he put those boots
saving
to good
a
use.
Titleist.
Exactly. Probably putting those boots to use and actually going out there and getting wet. So
we've
that
got
guy, another fantastic media.
At the top of Quebec's money list, there's actually a tie.
Really?
Yeah, Chris and Brochu and Savard tied at 9 cents. You know, they got something to play for this last tournament because there were awards given to the top money winner from each chapter, presented, of course, at the World Championships.
Of course, you got to get there. The beauty of the Quebec chapter is everybody's qualified, so they should all be coming out to Vegas. You know what I mean?
Yep.
They should all come out there. So who's Ro? Ro is from Conejo Valley.
Ro?
Yeah, the last winner of the douchebag.
Oh, yeah. Conejo Valley, two mystery men in a row. I have no idea who these guys are. I don't even have pictures, which is why there's a
really?
Little, there's a little gerbil holding a golf club.
I thought that was him. Oh, okay.
Oh, you're right. That's the name.
Mike Ro won the douchebag invitational. I'd love to see what this guy looks like. Looks like they had 12 guys out there for it, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, no, I think if you turn on Discovery Channel, he's right after Cash Cab. He goes around doing dirty jobs.
Oh, okay.
Spokesman for Ford.
Yeah, that's a fantastic show.
I'll put guy's picture up.
So Jeff Collins is the bubble boy in Conejo Valley. Bill Maher, by the way, in second.
Also
has a great show, yeah. this is close to L.A., so, I mean, it makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Tony Kano Skintai.
Tight.
Only $0.02000 behind.
Right? Yeah.
So there's a lot of chances. Now, is Don Armstrong at all related to Dave Armstrong is my question.
Probably.
I think that, yeah, they're probably twins separated at birth.
They have the same last name, after all.
Yeah, so they must, yeah. Or maybe Don is Dave's father? I don't know. It's got to be. Because, I mean, Ward, Charlie Ward, Stacey Ward, related. So, yeah. That's enough. That's all the evidence I need. So there's definitely some guys who are looking to crack into that bubble over there in Conejo Valley. So hopefully they'll get a big turnout for the next tournament. Mm-hmm. Looks like they've had, I mean, they've built every tournament. So,
yeah, exactly. They've had good turnouts, and it's been a lot of different people. There's a lot of people with only one tournament. Mm-hmm. And this is what, Rickert down there has been explaining, is that, you know, they got a lot of people. They just haven't all shown up on the same weekend yet. So whether that's the last gasp or whether that's Vegas, hey, you know.
It could be Vegas, baby.
Vegas.
So basically, the douchebag invitational this year, fantastic turnouts all around, fantastic tournament. The pictures are ridiculously good. We had a ton of fun at our chapter's tournament and gave out some great Jägermeister swag.
Thank you, Bully.
Yeah, thank you for that, Bully. I got some good pictures. I got the picture of me standing on top of the golf cart. That's probably my favorite picture. I don't know if you noticed the roof almost caving in on that picture, but as soon as I
saw that,
on it,
I was a hole behind you, and I saw that accident about to happen.
Yeah, it was a little bit hairy up there, and then the funny thing is that Chris Janssen, he's not even looking up. He went and sat in the golf cart so he could make like a douchey point at his buddy who's doing something stupid, you know. So he's doing the classic douchebag move where, you know, your buddy's doing something really dumb. And you're pointing at it like, yeah, I like that. And so he was doing that. He didn't even notice the roof was caving in on top of him. It could have been really bad for Janssen. Janssen, the most injury-prone medio of all time, by the way.
Boy.
We never thought he'd walk again. He definitely wouldn't. Doctors would have said he was never going to live again if that roof had caved in. But, Douchebag Invitational is the one I look forward to every year. So it was fantastic.
At this point.
So, once again, the Last Gasp Invitational is coming soon. And then, of course, Mediocre World Championships in Vegas, November 14th. Sign up. We got still got a few weeks to get those forms in.
Right.
And sooner the better.
Had a little time to talk with your buddies, figure out exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
I will tell you, I'm staying in the executive suite.
Very nice.
So pretty at my place.
All right. Yeah. And if you need to tell your wife that you're actually going on like a business trip or something, we will gladly alibi that for you. We will, you know, if you need to give her a fake phone number and like have me answer like the entire weekend, you know, some business that doesn't actually exist, I will do it to get you out to Vegas.
Yeah.
So if you need some help lying to your loved ones,
I do a great banquet room manager at the Ramada Inn impersonation.
Oh yeah,
so,
absolutely.
If you need any help there, let us know.
Yeah, let us know. We want to work with you. We want everyone who can make it to get out there, because this is not something that you're ever going to forget. This is going to be one of those weekends that, you know, I mean, how many chances are you going to get in your life to win a world wrestling belt for playing mediocre golf? I mean, come on. Come on. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Or maybe, well, once-a-year opportunity. But get out there. MediocreGolf.com.
And just so, you know, to give the belt some legitimacy, the British Open, the first couple of years, actually awarded a belt very similar to this, about one-third the size.
That's right.
But if you do some research, you'll find a picture of a guy sporting a championship belt like this for winning the British
Open. Right, yeah. Yeah, and like obviously, you know, obviously it was way better than whatever the hell they do now. So,
yeah,
I mean, cuz it was old.
Yep.
That was the original, you know what I mean? And we're doing it now.
There are pictures of it in black and white. That makes it
on
legit.
The internet. so this is for real, guys. So, you know, get out there, mediocregolf.com. Go sign up now. If you have any questions at all, email. The email is what? john@mediocregolf.com?
That'll work,
yeah.
Yeah.
Something at mediocregolf.com will probably work. Golf at mediocregolf.com, doesn't that work too?
I can't care.
Mail.
That'll work. Go with
all right.
John. J-O-N.
All right, we'll go with John, J-O-N at MediocreGolf.com. So, cool, man. So I'm excited. We'll see you guys at the Last Gasp and at the World Championships.
That's right. Guys, finish all your putts.
Keep it mediocre.
Later.
You know, you should play with Dr. Beeper and myself. I mean, he's been club champion for 3 years running, and I'm no slouch myself.
Don't sell yourself short, Judge. You're a tremendous slouch.